We are still discussing the lengthy hadith of Hazrat Ka'b ibn Malik radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and very important lessons that we learn from that hadith and from that episode that took place. The Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum were grieved when they could not fulfill a compulsory duty and were particularly careful not to fall in the category of hypocrites and sinners due to their actions. There is also a very important point that we should try and inculcate in ourselves to build that passion and desire to fulfill every command of Allah tabaruk wa ta'ala. The Sahaba, they had made that the object of their lives, that we are living to fulfill the commandments of Allah tabaruk wa ta'ala. And they were very afraid that they don't fall in the category of hypocrites and in the category of the sinners. So much so that Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the great Khalifa of Islam, he went to the holder of the names of all the hypocrites. And he asked him that this is your secret. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam asked you to keep it a secret. All I'm asking is not my name amongst them. Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi alayhi quotes that one person, Ibn Mulaika rahimahullah, met 30 sahaba. All of them feared that they are hypocrites. So much they had that fear that are we genuine and true Muslims or not. So because we fall short in fulfilling the commandments of Allah Ta'ala, we fall short when it comes to our yaqeen and our trust and tawakkul on Allah Ta'ala. So we should see, and those are the signs of iman in a person. It's not that a person is a hypocrite, but it's the sign of the iman. And if we are just unconcerned about it and we feel happy that I'm the best Muslim in the world, then that is a very serious condition of a person. As far as worldly matters are concerned, a person should be dealt with according to his outward actions. His intentions and internal state should be left for Allah Ta'ala to judge. That is like this munafiqeen who came and they said, we had this excuse, that excuse, that's why we could not go out in this expedition of Tabuk. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam dealt with them with their outward condition, whatever they said. And left their inner part, their heart, with Allah Ta'ala. Allah will deal with what actually the matter is. Allah knows it. We don't need a lie detector to find out or anything. The inside condition, Allah Ta'ala knows and He will deal. And we deal with a person, how his outward connection, what he says outwardly. And where necessary for him to take qasam and say the thing, in different ways, Shariat has provided various mechanisms. All that are used, but eventually the inside is left to Allah Ta'ala and Allah will deal with that. As part of repentance, a first believer should be remorseful over his sins. That is very important. In order for our tawbah to be correct, we must first come out of that guna. Then we realize and admit that I have done wrong. And we must be sorry for that wrong that we have done. And that sorrowful feeling really is from the heart to Allah Ta'ala. If more it shows it on the face, tears, etc. come out, Mubarak. But that should not be a show. The real is in the heart, we feel that we have done wrong and we realize it and we are sorry for what we have done. We are remorseful and we determine that we won't commit that sin again in the future. A person who apologizes should be dealt with kindly. When a person asks and he says, I've made tawbah and I'm sorry for what I've done, then don't be harsh and push that person even further away. Try now, make him closer when he has admitted, whether it is our children, whether it is our workers, or whether it is any family member. When a person apologizes sincerely and he asks for forgiveness, then we should deal with that person accordingly. The greatness of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam as a leader is evident from the way he displayed mercy and compassion to his sahaba. All the time that how Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from his very heart, he was concerned about the sahaba. Not only about their dini affairs, which was the primary thing, but even about their worldly affairs. all or every aspect, and that is how a leader should be concerned about everyone, every subject of his and every aspect of his. And the least a person can do is to make dua. Further than that, how much practically, physically a person can do for all his subordinates, he should do that. So we learn from here that with our children, where we are concerned, hopefully, about their welfare, that is their, how they, what clothes, whether it's winter, they've got warm clothes, etc. They are eating. We must be concerned about their deen also. Are they making their namazes? Is their dressing according to Islam? Are their friends and behavior, etc., according to Islam? That is also our duty. And even, we learn from this, our workers also, even if they are non-Muslims, we should be concerned about them, at least that worry that they accept Islam and become Muslims also. More than that, dua also. Then more than that, we should try and speak to them also. And if we learn the lessons of our deen, as we learn in the tafsir also, and here also, that even our non-Muslim workers, their other welfare and their personal things, we should be concerned also. We should not just turn a complete blind eye. We are paying them so much job we want from them, and we just get the job and that we are satisfied with that. No, as we are in charge of them, we are paying them, we should be concerned about every aspect. And if these things do come into us, then we can understand that how Islam will be displayed, and what a beautiful religion Islam is, and how it teaches us to treat every person, those who especially those who we are in charge of, who are our subordinates, that we must be concerned about every aspect of their lives as well. May Allah give us tawfiq, inshaAllah. SubhanAllah.